This is John Green inviting you to tune in to Night Train, Tuesday at 8 o'clock, right after Judy Carmichael's Jazz Inspired, here on KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette.
And good afternoon. You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette Lake Charles, public radio for Acadiana. Weather for the listening area, about a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, partly sunny with a high of about 87 degrees. There's currently a line of showers from a slant from about Jennings through the Gulf going through right now in the area. So about a 50% chance of showers this afternoon, a 30% chance of rain overnight. Cloudy this evening with a low of 71, west winds at 5 miles per hour. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday with a high near 87. Currently, there is a little rain. It's 73 degrees here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Coming up at 4 o'clock, it's All Things Considered from NPR News. Judith Merriweather will join us a little bit later on in the hour. We're going to start with a performance by the Philharmonic Orchestra of the Americas under the direction of Alondra de la Parra. This is a performance of Manuel Ponce's Concerto for Guitar and Orchestra featuring guitarist Pablo Sainz Villegas. Thank you. on KRVS, we've been listening to a composition by Manuel Ponce, his concerto for guitar and orchestra, Pablo Sainz Villegas guitar, along with Alondra de la Parra conducting the Philharmonic Orchestra of the Americas. It's 28 minutes past the hour. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. We'll be joining Judith Merriweather in just a few moments.
And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon, I'm very happy to say, is this lovely cultural duo I have with me, Jennifer and Jesse Guidry. Jesse is with Vermilionville, here to talk about a really special opening. Their new herbal garden has opened up. It's just this, it's called a healer's garden.
Yes.
So that's going to move very nicely into CSET's program. And Jennifer, you're with the Center for Cultural and Ecotourism, and your monthly series, the Backyard Series, has a presentation on folklore, herbal folklore. So it works perfectly. Don't tell me you timed it like that, did you?
No. Just kind of happened. Worked out very well.
Well, I know that at Vermilionville, you all have been planning this garden for some time now. Mm-hmm. I think I remember in the past year speaking with some of the horticulturalists over there, mm-hmm. and they talked about this garden coming together, as did Ray Bresser.
Yeah, I think it's been a few years. It's been under the leadership. We did it in collaboration with Lafayette Master Gardeners, and I think it's gone through three of their presidents. So, long time in the making. But essentially, we're just asking the public to come out tomorrow at 5:30 for a little ribbon cutting and grand opening for our Healer's Garden. It's at Maison Acadien, which is in our in the historic village. If you haven't been, the grounds are just very beautiful, and this garden kind of lends itself to that. What's special about this is we had written a grant, LCVC's Lafayette Visitors Enterprise Fund, to essentially create this garden and a companion book, if you will. So we have the guided tour of the village, and now we have a guided tour of our healer's garden. And the information here, it's actually very interesting how it all came about. From in 1933, Charles B. Avenue wrote a thesis about a Negro French dialect of St. Martin Parish. And in it, he had asked them in their native language to basically say different things that they would use the plants for. And that's, I guess, that's kind of where all this started. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Ray Bresso was kind of the pushing force behind all this, and worked with the Lafayette Parish Master Gardeners and some students at UL to develop this garden. And the goal of it is just to kind of give people more of an overall sense of remedies. You know, mm-hmm. before we had doctors, before we had all this, how did we, you know, cure a stomach ache, a toothache, the flu, measles? And this book kind of tells you all of it, where it came from. And where it came from was something completely different from healing plant that had to do with language. So it's all pretty interesting how it came together. And I know this they're very, you know, we're very excited to be opening this up and have everybody come out and celebrate. And it's just really great.
And you have a lovely rain today to water the garden.
It's going to look nice and fresh.
Yes, it will. Well, describe the garden. How large is it?
It surrounds the house. I don't know about how large it is, but it's a nice little tour. You know, you can walk around the house, and it's on both sides of a nice little white picket fence, and there's different varieties, different herbs, different flowers that you kind of go through. And then the goal is seasonally it'll change out, right? So as one thing dies off, they'll plant another thing, and it'll be this ever-evolving garden of remedies.
Mm-hmm. I heard there were, almost 80 plants currently?
Something around that, yeah. I mean, I know that it's continuing to grow. That's the great thing. So while it looks the same now, it'll be a different experience when you come in the fall and the spring. So it'll be, something to see no matter what season it is. And this guidebook covers everything that will be planted, so you can kind of find out more information about that specific plant, what it was used to heal, that kind of stuff. And Center for Culture and Ecotourism have been a great partner for us with the Backyard Series, and like you said, with this month's topic, it worked really well. So we decided to kind of combine forces. So at 5:30, we'll do the typical ribbon cutting. We'll thank the necessary people, because there was a lot of people that were involved in this, and a lot of people to thank, and it's just something that's going to live on and be great forever.
Mm-hmm. So are y'all planning to have an in-residence traiteur using the herbal remedy?
We've got a lot of plans. The next phase, or next thing that we want to work on, is working with the George Rodriguez Educational Foundation to do some educational stuff, bring kind of the arts into the healing and that kind of stuff. So we're working on that and a couple of other things. So it's really exciting, and it's we're pleased to be able to open this up to
the public. We'll look forward to the unfolding of the healing arts now at Vermilionville, now that you are opening your healer's garden. So that's tomorrow evening, 5:30.
It starts at 5:30, and they'll, like I said, the ribbon cutting, and then afterwards, Jan Wyatt, who's also going to be, Jennifer, we'll get into that in a second, she's going to be giving a guided tour of the garden for those people that want more information, and Dr. Ray will be on hand as well. He's a wealth of knowledge in that regard. We'll have some refreshments and stuff. It'll be a nice little fun event, and then that'll, after it's all said and done, we'll segue into the Backyard Series, I guess around 6:30.
Okay, so about an hour for touring the garden and finding out about the plants that are there. So the Backyard Series is presenting a program called Herbal Lore in the Rural Communities. And I'm sure you were inspired by some of the unfolding events at Vermilionville, creating this garden. And Dr. Ray Bresser, of course, is a professor here at UL in the Anthropology Department. And I think he gave a talk last year. It was the Gloria Fiera lecture, and it was called something like Cockroaches and Crosses, and kind of about that whole spectrum of, traiteurs and healers used everything from cockroaches to prayer, and so it's quite an interesting spectrum of things that they used. But this is all about the herbal remedies.
Right. I wish I had been clever enough to plan this out as you've presented it, but I actually came up with the topics. I just was working on the topics for next year's Backyard Series earlier today. So our planning actually happens well in advance of the series.
And there's some mysterious forces then working here.
Right,
just
mysterious
worked out perfectly.
Forces. Yes. May is a beautiful month to be outside. It's not yet too hot, and you're still getting the nice showers. I thought it was kind of chilly, chilly, but cool on my walk over here. But and it just worked out with the Healing Garden is ready and open for business. And so it's a really great way to showcase another part of the park where we've been so graciously welcomed with the Backyard Series. And it's great. I think that, having the garden tour and really having it, that hands-on experience, really, that's what the Backyard Series is all about. And so we're really grateful that we were able to make this work with Vermilionville staff.
Well, tell us about the program Herbal Lore in the Rural Communities. It starts at around 6:30 after the Healing Garden opens.
We're not going to hold hard and fast to that 6:30 time, because I know that people do want to go through the garden, and we want to give them as much time to do so, especially with the sun still out and everything. We'll probably get started at about 6:45. That'll allow everybody to go through the garden, get their dinner, and then get settled for the presentation. And Jan's going to start it off. For those that didn't make the ribbon cutting, just explaining once again how the Healing Garden came about and who were all of the factors involved and how it grew and into this very successful living exhibit for Vermilionville. And then from there, we'll have Ray Bresser and Larry Allain come up and join us. And they're going to talk more specifically about actual herbs and what their use is for and different preparations. How would you harvest the plant, from the ground or off of the plant, the leaves or the flowers off of the plant? And then what would you do with them? Do you prepare them as you would a tea, or do you let them dry out first and then you crush them? Those kinds of things. And so it'll be even more hands-on, an extension of the garden tour at the Backyard Series.
Some rather practical information. Mm. And as we mentioned, Ray Bresser is a professor here in anthropology, mm-hmm. long interested in the healing arts and plants in South Louisiana. Dr. Larry Alla mm-hmm. is a plant scientist who works with the National Wetlands Research
right.
Center.
Right, he's over with USGS yep, mm-hmm. at the Wetlands Center. And they actually are launching a new project this fall. And so this, what they'll be discussing tomorrow night will play very well into their future research. And so perhaps there will be some people who have information to add to what they're going to be examining and can kind of help build upon their project.
Mm. Well, do you have a little insight into which plants they'll be talking about?
No.
For some of them?
I have no idea. They've been very secretive about that part of the presentation.
Right. So they're just going to bring the goods, the herbs, the plants to the presentation mm-hmm. and talk about them. And I'm sure, as you always encourage audience members mm-hmm. to bring their own knowledge
right.
and perhaps cuttings from their garden.
Absolutely. If there's something that you know that your family generations have used to treat something, as minor as an insect bite or something more serious, perhaps mm-hmm. even, bring that in to share with the rest of us, please. We would love to know what we can use around us to heal ourselves very, on the fly, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that they'll be able to help identify plants and say whether there is a use for them or if you should stay very far away from them. Mm-hmm. Hopefully nobody will pick some poison ivy and bring that in because... You will be hearing from me.
Hopefully they'll have some kind of antidote, some other yes. herbal antidote to the poison ivy.
So.
Well, have you seen the healing garden yet at Vermilionville?
I have. I was out there for the Earth Day celebrations at Vermilionville, and so I was able to get a tour. And
it's changed since then, if you can believe it already.
Added more plants.
Oh, I think Jan brought, 56 bags of mulch there. She's just been working tirelessly along
and
with the Master Gardeners.
Jan Wyatt,
okay. Yeah. She's been a great partner for Vermilionville in a lot of regards. There'll be some other things that she's going to be involved in, her and her husband. But this has kind of been... she's really helped us out and kind of stepped up and been the guiding force behind all of this and this brochure, which is just a really good wealth of knowledge that's available to the public. And I do want to mention that while this first round that we're going to be doing is going to be free for the grand opening, you'll get a complimentary brochure. We're going to be asking for donations. So if you come and you're kind of confused as to all of it, this is something that we're going to try and continue. But with everything, cost of printing and everything, we are going to be asking for donations to keep it going. Mm-hmm. But I have done for this special occasion, if you're not going to be able to make it tomorrow and your interest is kind of piqued, I have included a downloadable version of this on our website, which is vermilionville.org. If you go to the calendar of events section on the right and click under Healer's Garden, you can kind of preview the PDF and get a sneak peek of what you'll see tomorrow. And like I said, it just has some great information on it about a lot of plants. And while we certainly want to educate people, we don't encourage you to go out and pick these plants and try to, use them. This is to heal modern day stuff. It's just kind of to give you a guide of what people would have used the plants for. We don't encourage you to go home.
Endorse yes. any of these uses for medical purposes.
So ask your local traitor.
Yes.
Right,
yes,
please. But
the
brochure is beautiful. It's bilingual also,
yes.
something you didn't mention.
And both English and French.
And the photography is great. It's a nice, handy little piece.
Kathy McInnes did a really good job of designing it. One of the designers mm-hmm. that we have on hand at Vermilionville, so kudos to her.
Well, I want to tell people who perhaps are just tuning in, my guests are Jesse Guidry, who is with Vermilionville, talking about the opening of their Healer's Garden tomorrow evening at 5:30, and the lovely brochure that has been produced along with it that they will have available tomorrow evening, probably afterwards for sale or donations. But tomorrow, if you go, you'll get a copy of that. Mm-hmm. And then leading into the Backyard Series, the Herbal Lore in Rural Communities, and Dr. Ray Bresser and Dr. Larry Alla will be giving a presentation about that. So what are y'all's favorite plants in the Healer's Garden? Jennifer, do you have one?
Oh, the mamu plant.
Well, tell us just a bit about the mamu plant. We don't want to take away anything that Ray Bresser has to say, but just briefly, what is it?
Oh, the mamu plant is one of those. It's a striking plant, and it has beans as well as a flower and everything, and it's got multiple uses, and all parts of the plant can be harvested and used in some fashion. And everything from the seeds can be, they're really hard, and if you can drill a hole through them, you can make beads out of them. It's just a it's close to my heart because when I was still doing book production for the UL Press, we did a little book on the Mamou plant, and so that was one of the last projects I did. So I got to know the plant very intimately. And we'll actually have a door prize available tomorrow, so one more incentive to come out. The UL Press has offered to give us a book package of books on applicable subjects. So we'll have the Mamou book as well as various others on Louisiana wildflowers and stuff like that.
Great reason for going, yeah. We'll, among many others.
Yeah. And then we'll also have some, as part of our outreach, we'll have some trees to give away, some native trees that people can, take home with them and start your own little healer's garden.
Well, are there any plants that interest you, Jesse, in the garden?
I'm always, they know way more about the stuff than I do, but I'm always a big fan of
some that are pretty?
I'm a big fan of the herbs. Like, I love the mint, the rosemary, the basil.
That smell really good.
Yeah, you run your hands through it and smell it and touch it. It has a big texture.
A healing effect just from the aromatherapy.
Yeah.
So a lovely evening tomorrow beginning at 5:30 at Vermilionville. It is free and open to everyone.
Yes.
Special opening, of course, it's free. Mm-hmm. And then the Backyard Series is made possible by grants. So.
Yes, absolutely. We couldn't do it without our DAF funding, decentralized arts funding from the Louisiana Division of the Arts and the Acadiana Center for the Arts. And we're glad, and we hope that we can continue to provide this series free and open to the public in many years to come.
Well, certainly it's a great opportunity for so many of us to learn more about our culture, things that we might not be able to find out on our own, like herbal lore. Yeah. So a really nice evening, again, both for Vermilionville and the Backyard Series. Jesse Guidry with Vermilionville, they have a wonderful website that you can check out. It has a downloadable brochure right now.
At vermilionville.org, and there's also some more information about the Backyard Series if you want some info on that, or you're just tuning in, and as well as the Healer's Garden. There's a nice little story in there about how I got started, so you can check it out.
Okay, good website. And you all have a website as well, Jennifer.
Yes, ccet.louisiana.edu.
Mm-hmm. And it has a list of the various programs in the Backyard Series.
Yes, we have the whole year schedule up, and if you can't join us this month, we encourage you to come out the second Tuesday of every month. We've got some really great topics coming up, and like I said, I was just planning next year's schedule, and it's really exciting.
Right.
And just want to mention again, both of these are free events, so don't let that turn you off.
Good reason to go to Vermilionville. Especially, I know there are still many people in our audience who have never yet been to Vermilionville, so it's a great resource, cultural resource for the community. And this is the opening of the Healer's Garden, over 80 plants, and they will change seasonally.
Yes.
And then you'll get to find out really good information, practical information on how to use it. Doctors Ray Brasseur and Larry Alla will be giving the presentation tomorrow evening. Thank you both.
Thank you, Judith.
Thank you.
Happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Tonight, the final in auditions for The Complete Women of William Shakespeare. That will be at Theater 810 this evening from 6 to 7:15. That show will run in June at Theater 810. Also auditions this evening at Theater 810 for Neil Gaiman's The Wolves in the Walls. This is Cody Daigh's original adaptation of Neil Gaiman's book, The Wolves in the Walls. Auditions will be from 7 until 8:30 this evening at Theater 810. For more information, you can go to Acting Unlimited Incorporated's website. The Lafayette Science Museum has opened up their latest exhibit called Louisiana 200 Years Later. And in Dupre Library, the exhibit in the Grand Hallway is called University Commencement, featuring resources from special collections and photographs from a look back at 100 years. Some interesting archival items, including the master's gown worn by Edith Garland Dupre in 1908, and lots of historical photographs. That's in the Grand Hallway of Dupre Library. All are invited to attend and see that. Tomorrow evening at Vermilionville, the Healer's Garden grand opening at 5:30. All are invited to attend. It is a free program, and it is followed by the Center for Cultural and Ecotourism's Backyard Series. This presentation tomorrow night starting around 6:30. 6:30 will be Herbal Lore in the Rural Communities, a talk by Dr. Ray Bresser and Dr. Larry Allain. All are invited. Again, a free program at Vermilionville. Lots of things going on this month for bike activities. It's National Bike Month, and there will be a special workshop tomorrow called Bicycle Commuting Basics, and Bike Lafayette will be offering this workshop. It will take place from 6 to 7 p.m. tomorrow evening at the Rosa Parks Transportation Center in downtown Lafayette. That's at 101 Jefferson Street in downtown Lafayette. The workshop is free and open to the public. Again, that's Bicycle Commuting Basics, a workshop starting at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening in the Rosa Parks Transportation Center. The Glass Mendacity will be holding auditions at Cité des Arts May 9th and 10th from 6 to 9 p.m. You need to come with a one-minute comedic monologue. They also have some cold readings. For more information, you can contact Cité des Arts. Big Brothers Big Sisters of Acadiana will hold an orientation for potential volunteers this Thursday, May 10th at 5:30 p.m. That will take place in their offices in downtown Lafayette. For more information, you can call them or go to their website, acadianabigs.com. Thursday evening in Gran Coteau at Casa Azul, an oral history with Ms. Etha Simia Ameling, and there will be poetry with Tasha Weatherspoon. That starts at 7 o'clock. It is a free program, and all are invited to attend. Auditions will be held May 9th and 10th at Cité des Arts for the play The Rehearsal. It's a 17th century comic satire by George Villiers. And if you'd like to know more about it, you can call Cité des Arts. The play will run in July, but auditions are this Wednesday and Thursday, May 9th and 10th. And I believe there are some on Saturday as well. The Children's Museum of Acadiana has a number of summer camps for children, including a ceramics camp, a jewelry camp, and camp construction. For more information, please contact the Children's Museum of Acadiana. The Acadiana Symphony Orchestra will have a number of camps as well for children. One where they are getting together with Cité des Arts and AOC. It's called Storypalooza. It's about storytelling in an innovative style. Acadiana Symphony Orchestra will also have a summer piano camp as well as a visual arts camp. For more information on any of these, please go to their website, acadianasymphony.org, or call their offices. And lots of children's camps at Cité des Arts as well. You can go to their website to find out more about them. The final in the Crossroads series this year will take place May 9th and 10th at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Zigaboo Modaliste, King of the Funky Drums, will be performing both evenings at 8 o'clock at the ACA. Tickets are available through their website. In Crowley at the Grand Opera House of the South on Friday, a solo piano concert by Isidore. His new CD is coming out. It's kind of a CD celebration. The CD was produced by Will Ackerman, and he will be performing Friday in Crowley at the Opera House. Tickets are available through the Opera House's website, so you can go there and get tickets. On Friday, Downtown Alive continues with a performance in Parc Sans Souci by Lil Buck, Lil Buck Senegal, and that will be this Friday. Music starts around 6 o'clock. And the graduation ceremonies for UL Lafayette will take place on Saturday at the Cajun Dome and in the Cajun Dome Convention Center. For a complete listing of graduation times, you can go to the UL Lafayette website. And there will be a couple concerts in Lake Charles. The Louisiana Choral Works, Masterworks Chorale will have their concerts this Friday. Love Makes the World Go Round. That's their spring concert at 7:30 and on Sunday, May 13th at 3 o'clock. Both concerts will be in the St. Luke Simpson United Methodist Church in Lake Charles. And for more information, you can go to their website. For a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, which is krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button and downloading a weekly schedule. You can also click on individual programs to find out about those programs and to download, either listen to archive programs there at each individual program, or you can download them, podcast them for listening to later on. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6